my record when I was in, for a brief period in cabinet, is of taking beliefs and convictions and what I have listened and learned from the people of Ireland and turning them into realities. That is what I did when I was Minister for Culture. I claim no credit for it, but I wonder at the marvellous result. The youngsters you hear playing music, the people who can participate in theatres that were built around the country, the films that were made, the young actors, the animation industry. That's just one side of it. All around the country I've encountered people who are doing new things in the social economy, the caring economy, doing new things in preparing artisan food, in doing all of these exciting things. I have also heard and know the deep heart of this country. But I know the potential and the great future that the country has, and the sphere of character pattern. It's not a choosing to do something by way of stroke for an instant, but drawing on our long heritage and genius on Ireland and putting it side by side with the solid that is there and that has such potential, the imaginative, creative skills of the Irish people. I want to say, I will dedicate my abilities to the service and welfare of all the people of Ireland. I am of the people. In a very broad sense, I have been with them in so much. I will work for the people. I take it as inspirational what is said, what the President says on taking office. I dedicate my abilities to the welfare of the people of Ireland. In Irish it is, Malon Yihilayem for son Lyasakas Fonif Winternair. It is a powerful dedication, but a great responsibility. I take up the tasks of others gone before me, and I invite and ask all of you, in the same way I so thank you for being with me here today, I ask you to be with me as we enter a crucial stage in our campaign for the presidency. A presidency, I believe, that will be a presidency of transformation. Got to be in a moment.